Shortly after I entered into the Catholic Church through the waters of baptism, I started to listen to contemporary Christian music. And all these years, I found it a comforting and great source of prayer, praise, and worship throughout my day. And one artist in particular really struck me, Rich Mullins. Rich is the artist of Awesome God fame, who unfortunately died in 1997, sort of in the prime of his life. His lyrics still are a source of inspiration to me, challenging yet insightful. In one album in particular, A Liturgy, A Legacy, and A Ragamuffin Band is one that I listen to quite a bit, and it speaks to me every time. And as I listened to that album more and more, I started to see Catholic theology sort of woven in the lyrics of that album, and Catholic liturgical elements in the way the CD was laid out. And so I read some biographies about Rich and did some research and found out some very interesting things. First, he was indeed very interested in the Catholic Church because of St. Francis, and that he had gone through the RCIA process to learn about the Catholic Church and possibly enter into the Catholic Church, but there were a few things that held him back from fully committing to becoming Catholic at that point. He was a secular Franciscan. These are lay people that take a vow to live their life following the way of St. Francis, a life of simplicity, a life of spreading the gospel through service to others. Rich was very, very concerned that all the notoriety and fame that his music was giving him would corrupt him, would distract him from what he felt was his true calling, to spread the gospel of Jesus through his music and through service to others. And he was very concerned about all the money that was being generated. So he instructed his manager to take all that money and give it to charities, and to only give him a small stipend every month to live on. And to get away from all the craziness and distractions, he moved to New Mexico, to the Navajo Nation, to teach children music. And he moved out there, bought a very small, simple trailer out there, and lived out there in the Navajo Nation. People asked him if he went to evangelize the Native American people, and he said, "No, I went to get away. But the thing was, they taught me about Jesus by serving them." I think the way that Rich Mullins lived his life gets to the core of Jesus' message in that very last paragraph of our gospel today. That nothing in our lives, nothing in the world, should distract us from living our lives as disciples of Jesus, that our single focus in life should be spreading the gospel of Jesus, the gospel of love in our world. Now, if you're like me, that last paragraph causes you some discomfort. For me, it's like Jesus is very, very harsh to the people around him. Seems abrupt in what he says to them. And so I spent some time trying to sort this up out and study what the scripture scholars said about this, and really didn't come to a great conclusion. Some scholars would point out that in the Arab society of the time, and even now, it's the oldest son's responsibility to bury their father. One scholar said when he was in the Middle East, he knew a young man. They got a full-ride scholarship to Oxford in England. But he turned it down with the very same thing the young man says today. I have to bury my father. And the scholar says, "I knew his father. His father was maybe in his early 40s, very vibrant and alive. So maybe this man's father was still alive and Jesus knew that. I don't know." Others would point out that the Jewish teachers of the time would use sort of harsh and shocking statements to make their audience wake up and pay attention to what was being said, to make them remember what they had taught. And Jesus does this in the other places in the gospel, cutting off your hand or plucking out your eye. But whatever the context, it's very clear what Jesus' message is, that nothing in our lives, nothing around us in the world, should keep us from following Jesus. Jesus is headed to Jerusalem today. Time is short. He's not interested in part-time or wishy-washy disciples. Another gentleman says, "Oh, let me go say goodbye to my family first." And Jesus says, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what's left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." I've been, last month or so, going through a reflection book, a daily reflection book that's very good. It's called Aspects of the Heart. And it has this to say about that. We all carry things from the past to determine how we live. Some of these things may be blocking our capacity to experience all of life. Letting go of what we have come to depend on is never easy, but it is always growthful. It keeps us young and vibrant and engaged. It makes us important rather than just stuffy, holy instead of simply self-righteous. Being a disciple of Jesus is a process of leaving behind our old life and entering more fully and deeply into a relationship with God through Jesus. And this isn't a relationship that's just static or frozen in time, but it's a relationship that's dynamic and growing and calls us to keep changing and growing closer to God. But it also challenges us to leave some things, some old thoughts, behaviors, and even sometimes relationships behind us. Those things that aren't fully aligned with following the gospel of Jesus, we need to leave behind us. Got a little homework for you to maybe ponder this week and thinking about this gospel. I got a couple questions to maybe guide that. What obstacles prevent me from following Jesus? What sins, behaviors, attitudes do I struggle to leave behind?